From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. Police are releasing some details about the man accused of perpetrating both a bomb attack and a shooting rampage in Norway that killed at least 92 people. Terry Schultz reports, Norwegian police say the suspect is cooperating with the investigation, but they have not said whether or not he's revealed a motive for his actions.
Police say 32-year-old Anders Behring Breivik was arrested on the island of Utøya, where he allegedly killed scores of youth attending a camp there. He's been charged with two counts of murder, which are being classified as acts of terrorism. Police spokesman Roger Andersen says the charges, the most serious under Norwegian law, carry a maximum sentence of 21 years in prison. There's no death penalty in Norway. Andersen says Breivik has been eager to talk to investigators, but would not reveal whether a motive has been expressed. What we know, Andersen told a news conference, is that Breivik is a right-wing Christian fundamentalist. We have not seen links to anti-Muslim groups. Police are still not able to say whether Breivik acted alone. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
In the latest setback for China's high-speed rail network, two bullet trains have collided, causing a major derailment. As NPR's Lisa Lim reports, the state-run news agency says at least 32 people have died in the accident. More than 100 others have been taken to the hospital.
The train was traveling in East China outside the city of Wenzhou when it derailed. Passengers on Chinese microblogs say the accident happened in a thunderstorm when one train apparently lost power and was subsequently hit by another train. Dramatic pictures show a carriage dangling from a 60-foot bridge and another already fallen to the ground. This disaster is the latest in a series of problems for China's high-speed rail network. Power outages have plagued its high-profile Shanghai to Beijing line. The railways minister was sacked for corruption, and the ministry has just announced it shoulders debts amounting to $300 billion. This accident will only add to the chorus of criticism surrounding the high-speed rail network and mounting doubts about its safety. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
A truck driver is dead. Four other motorists are injured north of Boston following an overnight crash on Interstate 1. The tanker struck a median, then burst into flames, setting three buildings on fire. Authorities are still investigating what happened to cause the truck driver to lose control. Few artists could summarize their own career in a single song as well as Amy Winehouse.
They tried to make me go to rehab, I said no.
Occasionally, she said yes to rehab, but today, after years of alcohol and drug abuse, she was found dead at her London home. She was 27. The cause of death is not immediately known. In her short career, the soulful singer with the black beehive hairdo won 5 Grammys. This is NPR News from Washington. There are no obvious signs of a breakthrough, but President Obama and congressional leaders are still working on averting an unprecedented default in just 10 days. Lawmakers met with the president this morning for less than an hour, and House Speaker John Boehner conducted a conference call with fellow Republicans this afternoon. The White House says the president will not accept a short-term lifting of the nation's debt limit. This year's Tour de France cross-country cycling race has been a series of high-tension firsts. Among them, as Frank Browning reports, for the first time an Australian has all but sealed the title.
Cadel Evans, for years a top contender but never a winner, came in first today in the Tour's last serious ride. Today's 25-mile time trial around Grenoble opened with Luxembourg's Andy Schleck in the overall lead, followed by his brother Frank Schleck, and Evans a close third. It looked like the first time that two brothers would take first and second place, but Cadel Evans knew the route better and came in at 55 minutes 40 seconds. Then Germany's Tony Martin overtook Andy Schleck by a minute and a half for second place. Tour favorite and three-time winner Alberto Contador was far behind. A largely ceremonial ride opened Sunday morning from suburban Paris to pass up and down the Champs-Élysées before the three claimed their trophy cups. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.
There is no scheduled NFL player vote yet for an owner-approved proposal that would put the league back in business after a four-month lockout. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and a player rep spoke today about the legal language in the proposal. One fitness trainer says the lack of an extended preseason will seriously affect those who've not prepared. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News.